Jesus said, quote, "Verily, verily I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." Close quote. Begin to keep these sayings. It is easy to do, and it is your decision. Get a deep and practical understanding of Christian Science. Be a genuine Christian Scientist. Be a law to every hypnotic suggestion. You must stop thinking age is a cause of death. Age is a disease, and like any disease, it is a lie, a false sense, a belief, a hypnotic suggestion. This belief of age you have coddled, cherished, talked much about, silently and audibly. You evidently do not feel that you have the power to break this mesmerism of aging. Yet, you laugh at youth when you should be manifesting youth's enduring qualities of joy, freshness, vigor, and spontaneity. To talk about age, either for or against it, shows your continued interest in it. This very self-admission is what cripples you. You yourself do all the talking. Just listen to your thinking for a few days and see what is constantly running through your mind. Note the comparisons you constantly make, how you compare yourself with others, what you used to do and are able to do now. It will amaze you how much time you spend in such indulgences. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Mortals think wickedly. Consequently, they are wicked. They think sickly thoughts, and so become sick." Close quote. You just think yourself right into age. Age certainly is a sickly thought onto which people hang almost with a vengeance. Can't you think of something better to think about? Sickly thoughts, or carnal-mindedness, lead to death. Mrs. Eddy gives us the phrase, conscious thought, alias the body. Paraphrase this and say, conscious aging or conscious dying, alias the evidence. Conscious aging is a creeping fear, a creeping paralysis. It slows you down. Disease always has to do with matter. But matter is a misstatement of mind. A misstatement, a lie, carries with it the seed of its own self-destruction. Constantly talking age, disease, and death, this material-mindedness makes anyone a first-class liar. Just analyze it, and you will see what is actually going on. There is always suffering with a lie. You cannot be comfortable with that kind of thinking. A liar is never comfortable. There is no stability. All a lie ever demonstrates is annihilation. Let us now discuss longevity. The textbook tells us, quote, "This is life eternal," says Jesus. "Is, not shall be." And then he defines everlasting life as a present knowledge of his Father and of himself. Close quote. Again, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Life is eternal. We should find this out and begin the demonstration thereof." Close quote. Quote, "The census since 1875, The date of the first publication of my work, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, shows that longevity has increased. Daily letters inform me that a perusal of my volume is healing the writers of chronic and acute diseases that had defied medical skill. Close quote. The press is beginning to see that aging is a disease. The Saturday Evening Post just recently published a series of three articles entitled, quote, The Secrets of Long Life, close quote. This was written by the Gallup Organization, the Dr. George Gallup Company of Princeton, New Jersey. Also, in August of this year, there was published in Maclean's, the leading Canadian magazine, an article entitled, quote, Death is not inevitable, close quote. This was written by Dr. Hans Seely. Dr. Seely has been a professor in McGill University. Dr. Seely says, quote, Aging can be regarded as a disease. Like any other disease, it is probably preventable or curable, and since tissue is technically immortal, it can be prolonged indefinitely in a test tube, the normal lifespan of a human being may be described as any number of years the medical science of the moment is capable of making it. 70 years, 100 years, 200 years, or perhaps more. There is no theoretical limit. The truth is that death by disease is largely avoidable. Disease, senility, and death, I repeat, can be combated and largely defeated until they are overcome. All life is in the balance. Close quote. Maclean's Magazine, August 15th, 1959. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, Sin brought death, and death is an element of matter or material falsity, never of spirit. Close quote. This statement by our leader is most pertinent. Quote, Warning people against death is an error that tends to frighten into death those who are ignorant of life as God. Close quote. You are certainly not ignorant of life as God. You cannot possibly be frightened into death. A positive thinker is never mesmerized. Watch the person and give no heed to that one who was always saying, Look out! There is generally a thought of death behind it. Solomon says, quote, The way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. Close quote. Treatment and practice. Treatment is the action of God, or making science practical. Treatment is really keeping a constant watch. It is watching steadfastly. Jesus told you to watch and pray. In Christian Science, you learn that disease is not only cured, but it is prevented. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, The prophylactic and therapeutic, that is, the preventive and curative arts, belong emphatically to Christian Science, as would be readily seen if psychology, or the science of spirit, God, was understood. Close quote. Your patient is always the negative appearing or the negative statement of the fact. A diseased something is the suppositional opposite. The patient is always the false claim of that which is. you are always tempted to accept evil as a thing. As a thing, it would have entity and would be indestructible. You can never destroy a thing, but you can destroy a false sense by replacing it with the true sense, the Christ sense. The Christ sense always destroys the hypnotic suggestion. Animal magnetism is its specific term. No matter in what form evil appears, whether appearing as sin, sickness, or death, it is never a thing, but always a false sense. When any claim appears for what it really is, namely hypnotic suggestion, and you are convinced of this fact, there is no longer a need for argument of any sort. You are at the point of realization, the ultimate. You are never the master, though, until every case is seen as hypnotism. If you can be tricked into believing any case is a diseased thing or condition, you are powerless to destroy it. This is the keynote to the true understanding of reflection. Gaining the realization of your oneness with God, man as reflection is the perfect activity of God, without a defect or an imperfection or a third party. There is never God, man, and something else. Do you allow yourself to stand for any untoward or erroneous condition? Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Before deciding that the body, matter, is disordered, one should ask, who art thou that repliest to spirit?" Close quote. This states very plainly that you are bold indeed to tell the Creator that there is something wrong with creation. Know, as you do, that, quote, "Mind, God, is the source and condition of all existence," close quote. If there existed a thing, mind would be its source and condition. The marginal heading of this paragraph is, "The Important Decision."